This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. September is considered the best time to seed cool season lawns in Kansas. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says that success is dependent on fertilization, proper rates, dispersal, good seed contact, and proper watering. Ward, we're approaching that time when we are looking at cool season grasses and doing some fall lawn seeding.
That's right. So when we're talking about the cool season grasses, we're talking about Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue.
And this is a complete process what we're looking at here when we're looking at doing this fall treatment.
That's right. So there are certain steps that are involved. And we'll try to kind of go through those in order. First thing you want to look at is fertilization. And we recommend you use a starter fertilizer. It's going to be higher in phosphorus than the other two nutrients. That helps get that seed started off very quickly. Follow directions on a bag. That'll tell you how much to put down. The other thing is to look at the proper rates for the grass you're putting down. For tall fescue, usually you're looking at 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Kentucky bluegrass, 2 to 3 pounds. You may wonder why less on the Kentucky bluegrass. It's a smaller seed. So you're actually putting down more seed per square foot with Kentucky bluegrass because it's so much smaller. But you need that extra seed in order to get a good thick stand.
And that is set up by the system that you're using.
That's right. So if you have a drop spreader or a rotary spreader, you just set it according to what the directions say on that spreader. And that'll give you a good idea. If you don't have directions, then what you do is you set it light and keep going over that area in different directions until you get the total amount of seed that you weighed out put down. And you determine that by that 6 to 8 pounds or 2 to 3 pounds, depending on what species you have.
Contact is what's really important.
That is really important. And so you need to get that seed in good contact with the soil. If you just put it on top of the soil or mix it into the grass, it's not going to do a good job. There's a number of different ways to do that. If you just have a real small area that you're doing, you can just use a garden rake. Work it up by hand and then put your seed down and then make sure it's mixed into the soil a little bit with your garden rake. But most people have too much of an area to make that practical. So there are actually about 4 different ways of doing this. First is a verticut. Verticut is a machine that cuts little furrows in the soil, different than a power rake. Power rake is used to get thatch out of the soil. Verticut has those blades firmly attached. What you do is you go one direction with that, put down your seed, and go a second direction. It doesn't have to be at right angles, but it has to be a different direction. And that'll get that seed well mixed into the soil. Slit seeder is my favorite. It has the hopper already on the verticut, and so it does everything in one operation. Again, go 2 different directions. Now, if you have a slope or you don't have a whole lot of water you can put on, then a core aerator may be the best choice. Go 2 to 3 directions with that, and then spread your seed and fall into those holes and come up in the holes. And the last is just to till the soil. You may have to do that in order to smooth out the lawn. And if you do that, then what you do is after you've tilled the soil, run over it with a roller or a garden tractor to firm it up, put down your seed, and then mix in that seed with a leaf rake. Doesn't have to be deep, just has to be mixed in just a little bit. So that's how you get that seed into good soil contact.
And then we need a lot of water as well.
Yeah, a lot of watering. And so if it is really hot, you may be watering 3 times a day. And so with the forecast we've had recently, you may want to wait until this current hot spell gets over and then put your seed in and start watering because you won't have to water quite as much. But you want to keep that soil moist until that grass comes up and then gradually back off. Do not back off too quick because that grass doesn't have much of a root system. Usually after several weeks, then you'll be watering about once a week and that'll be enough.
And eventually you'll have to mow.
You're going to have to mow. The mistake people tend to make is they let that grass get too tall and then mow it down. You want to get it to the regular height of mowing and then mow it just like you normally do. That will get that grass to thicken up. If you let it get too tall, you get larger plants, but it won't be as thick. So just mow it as you regularly do and it'll thicken up.
We're trying to get that stand established before the cold sets in.
That's right. You want to get it established before the cold gets in. If you wait too long, that grass very well may come up, but may not survive the winter because it doesn't have much of a root system. So we're really concerned about that root system more than we are with the top growth.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on seeding cool season lawns. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.